السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت، وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين.
لبيك يا حسين، لبيك يا حسين.
لبيك يا حسين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. As we promised, we are here in Iraq and we are in a location called Bain al-Haramain. This is the holy shrine of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and this is the holy shrine of Hadrat Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas alayhi salam. So it's a very spiritual place here, and I think I can feel the historical event of Ashura. You know, everything about here is so mysterious. And there are some traditions emphasizing that 4,000 angels actually hover in the area of the holy shrine of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. You know, groups of people from around the world, all Shia Muslims, come here to commemorate and mourn the sad and sorrowful event of Muharram. Hello.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Where are you from?
I'm from India, from Bombay.
Okay, so you came a long way from India to Iraq. Can you tell me the reason?
The first and the utmost important reason is to come and attend the Ashura, the Muharram days, in Holy Land of Karbala, where Imam Hussein and Janabi Abbas Salamdar and his family, Ahle Bayt, were martyred. And maybe we are from India and it's really very far from here. So we pray all the time in all our namaz that, you know, somehow in once in a lifetime, we get this opportunity to come and do ziyarat of Imam Hussein. And we are lucky enough to attend this in the holy month of Muharram.
Alhamdulillah. So can you tell me something about the situation and the environment of the holy month of Muharram in India? Can you tell me some, you know, what happens there?
It's very much same. It's very much same. We go through alam. There is a lot of matam. There is a lot of ibadat and only ibadat. There is no other kind of any entertainment or anything. So wherever you see people, they'll be either, you know, reciting the marasya, the kalam or story, or the, you know, the recitations of Imam Hussein, or maybe even the small children, they'll be doing matam, even if they can't, you know, they don't know what to recite, what to do. But as they just go through Imam Hussein's name, or when they take Imam Hussein's name, they automatically come in tears.
As you know, we are in the area which is called Bain al-Haramain, means between two holy shrines. On the right is Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and on the left is Abul Fadl Abbas alayhi salam. So what is the basic and the most important lesson that we can take from Hazrat Abul Fadl Abbas alayhi salam?
He was very much sincere, because as we have learned and we have come through the history, they were thirsty for 3 days, and he was lucky enough to get to the Nehre Furat, but then also he didn't quench his thirst. He didn't drink a single drop of water, but he thought of, you know, to take the water and first give to Imam Hussein, who is the leader of this group. And
so about his obedience to his Imam, although he was his brother, the priority was to this position of being Imam. So what can you tell me about this idea of obedience?
I guess his motto was to, you know, to sacrifice his life on on Ahle Bayt. That was his motto, because that is why he didn't drink water, and he just wanted to, you know, take back the water towards towards the Haram and towards Imam Hussein's.
Thank you very much indeed. A group, a hay'a, coming from Iran, you know, and here we can see the flags, which are called Bayraq or Raya, and here's written Mawqif Jumhur al-Haydariya, means the group or the hay'a. So, and here people are preparing for the 9th and 10th day of Muharram, which is the most important and the most, sorrowful event in Islamic calendar. You know, people are very warm here, as you can see. Assalamu alaikum. Where are you from? You're from Tabriz, right? You know, and people coming from all around the world from Tabriz, right? چند روز اینجا قرار بمونی؟
انشالله قوم بنی اسد رو میبینیم بعدا برمیگردیم.
So about nine or ten days later, they stay here and they commemorate the sad and sorrowful event of Ashura. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
You're also from Zanjan, right? Or Tabriz?
Tabriz.
Tabriz. چند روز قرار اینجا بمونی؟
ما 10 روز هستیم تا آشورا.
So this group of people also are going to remain here for 10 days. Okay, this is he's been coming to this Bayt al-Haramain between the holy shrine of Imam Hussein and Hazrat Abdul Abbas for 5 years. And you know, all I can see here is love, a pure love, which is not to be found anywhere but here in Karbala. Hello, you're also from Tabriz?
Zanjan.
So I just saw the group of people from Zanjan commemorating and walking in a very special way. So, you know, all I can say that everybody here is doing something. It doesn't make any difference what, but anybody is doing something. So that's quite interesting for me. Oh yeah, you know, two or three days before they came here, but they are going to stay here for about 10 or 11 days, and after Ashura they remain. You know, the situation of this city is not very comfortable, but all that can keep people here is the love of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. You know, all I can see, and people all wearing black. So that's very interesting, I think. Imam al-Hussein is not going to be forgotten, anyway. So that's very interesting. Okay, so people from all nationalities around the world, and within each culture, people with different backgrounds. So it was interesting that people commemorating in a very special, the language is Turkish. So I'm going to ask him, one of them, to recite some Nohe. Nohe means, the elegy, something like elegy in English, which actually commemorates a sad and sorrowful event, but in a very musical and rhythmic way, which is called Nohe. And people start weeping, start to experience a very, sorrowful feeling deep in their hearts. Okay.
قلبِ بشر الی چی زلا تابت عشق دن جویدن کبوتر حرم کبریا جلیر Çoxlar deyər mənə aşiqəm, amma yalan deyər. Xəlvət sərayı eşqə kim olsa fəna gəlir. Zərrin vərəq çəkinsə əgər ruhi qümbədə, porən düşər kəbutərə çoxdir ruba gəlir. Mən aləmdə aqillər gərək divanə bülsünlər, xumar nəşəyə peymanı cananə bülsünlər. Buna fəxr etmirəm, aqil məni divanə fərz eylər, gərək divanələr divanəni divanə bülsünlər. Olmuşam ruz əzəldən bir Hüseyn divanəsi, büldülər divaniyəm, oldum şəmadət xəstəsi. Aşina ildən bətər, el aşinalərdən bətər. Bir-birə rəmzən deyər, gəldi Hüseyn divanəsi. Sallallahu aleyk, ya Əba Abdillah, ya Məzlub, ya Əziz Əz-Zəhra.
So thank you very much indeed. So at the end of this program, I'd like to face the holy shrine of Hazrat Abu al-Fazl Abbas and express my salutations. And I say, Assalamu alaik, ya Abu al-Fazl Abbas. Assalamu alaik, ya Ibn Amir al-Mu'mineen, wa Ibn Sayyid al-Wasiyyin. Assalamu alaik, ayyuha al-Abdu al-Salih, al-Muti'u lillahi wa li-Rasulihi. Thank you very much indeed, and goodbye.
Every clean soul and this planet will shout your name. From my heart, from